Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Zayin. And we'll start Lamed Vav Mabez. We'll start with the fifth wide line in the sugyas of Yichud and all of the gzeiras that were made by Chazal in the earlier days relating to the Mishnah that we started back on Lamed Hamabez, the Mishnah that's the beginning of a set of Mishnayos. So again, yesterday's daf, back on Lamed Hamabez, rather, it said these are the items of Ovdei Kochavim that are Usser, that are not Usser Bahana'ah, after having the ones that were Usser Bahana'ah back on Daf Chavtes. And now in those, we're talking about what were the Isurei Derabbanan and the Gzeira. So we got into Yichud, different stages of Yichud. So like Gemara mentioned, that there were certain Gzeiras, Mishum, the statement that we had towards the top of Lama Vav Mabez, we had the statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, that they made Gzeira on bread because of oil, or we changed it to bread and oil because of wine, and wine because of Benosein, and Benosein Mishum Davar Acher, Val Davar Acher Mishum Davar Acher. So that statement we're talking about, we're trying to figure out what that means, Mishum Benosein, and we got into Yichud. So the Gemara says now on the fifth wide line or so, Yichud Debas Yisrael Daraisahi. What is a Gzeira of Yichud? Isn't the din of Yichud in Isser Daraisa? Right, Tosus in Sanhedrin seems to say it's Mamish, a din Daraisa, but at least based on Sukkim. The Rambam calls it Divrei Kabbalah. So, Damar Rabbi Yochanan Bishim, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehud Sadak, Remez, Lichim and Atar Minai, and that Lashon itself leaves open many different interpretations. Remez to Yichud Min HaTorah Minai, and how do I know? Shinemar, because the Pasuk says, Kisischa Achicha, and totally not a context of Yichud. There's no Pasuk in the Torah that says, don't have Yichud. Right, but there is a pasuk in the Torah that refers to doing something in private. Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha, v'chi ben eim meisis ben av eino meisis. So what does it mean that if your brother, the son of your mother, your maternal brother, is meisis you and tries to convince you, but what, only your maternal brother tries to convince, but not your paternal brother? Ella ben eimis ben av eino meisis ella ben v'siachin emimo. But it means that the son, the ben, will be misyachid with his mother. That's what it's referring to, and that's why that's the hidden reference. El ben misyachid im imo ve'ein acher misyachid im kol ha'raisa b'torah. So you see, Yichud is a din daraisa, or at least a remez daraisa. So what do you mean that it is a gzeira? And we'll see in the Eben Ezer in the Shulchan Aruch in Simchaf Aleph, I think soon some of those halachas. So Gemara answers Yichud daraisa to Eishes Ish on a Torah level, married women. Vasa David v'gazer afilo yichud depenuya, and David HaMelech came along in the times of Amnon and Tamar, and he was goes there on yichud of a penuya, of an unmarried woman. V'yoso tamidei beishamei beis hillel v'gazer afilo yichud ovedes kochavim. That's the added level. So there were different stages of the halacha, and that is what is referred to in our Gemara. So again, yichud is a topic that is important halacha. And important conceptually. First, conceptually, we know Yichud is an example Rabbi Yosef Engel gives in the Lech HaTov of a Siyag D'Oraisa. Right? We know generally Siyagim are D'Rabbanan, but as we mention often, the concept of Siyag D'Oraisa comes up in many different contexts as well, where the Torah itself says A is Usser Mishum B. The Torah acknowledges a hierarchy levels of Isurim. Most of them are Isurim. One is Daraisa A is Asr Mishum Daraisa B, right? The Ran and Psachim, I think we mentioned earlier, the Ran on the first page of Mseches Psachim, that the Isra Bal Yerah Bal Yimatze, one is not allowed to have chametz in their house on Pesach, Gzeira they might come to eat the chametz, right? But even A is Asr Mishum B. And even though the Rambam writes in the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos, even though the Mishnah tells us that Havizor b'mitzvah kala kivachamura, right, we're supposed to be zahir in all mitzvos, kalas and chamuros, she'ena tiyodea matan schoren shal mitzvos, we don't know the hierarchy of mitzvos, that's only by mitzvos aseh. By mitzvos lo saseh, we do know the hierarchy. Right, we know there's lo saseh's and there's malchus and there's kareis and there's mises and mises b'deshamayim and mises bezdin. So of course we know the hierarchy when it comes to lo saseh's. Right, the principle of not knowing the hierarchy of mitzvos, that's only by mitzvos saseh and not by lo saseh. That's why we have to do every mitzvos saseh. Right, we don't say one is more chomer than the other, and that's why the Rambam says we have the principle of osig b'mitzvah patam b'mitzvah. Whatever mitzvah you're involved in, do that mitzvah. the other mitzvah might be more chamor. That's not our issue, right? We were osik in the mitzvah that we're involved in when it comes to mitzvahs asay. But when it comes to mitzvahs lo saasay, we do know the hierarchy, and that is reflected by the sugya of a siyag daraisa. So number one is the Ran. The Lech Hadov quotes number one as the Ran. Number two, he quotes the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, where the Kesef Mishnah says the Isser, at least in one possibility, the Isser of cooking basar b'chalav is aser mishum, you might come to eat basar b'chalav, right? A siyag daraisa, because I might even come to eat it. And number three, the Rashi, the beginning of the second parak of Sanhedrin, right? A Kohen Gadol can't even follow the coffin of a relative because Dilma Asi Laminga, Rashi says on Daf Yudches in Sanhedrin, he might come to touch the kever. What do you mean? Let him go. Let him go to the Levaye. Just won't come close. No, he can't even do that. Dilma Asi Laminga. So there are many different examples. But number seven on the list is Yichud. Right, number seven on Rabbi Yosef Engel's list. He quotes the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Kiddushin. Lo yisyachid adam im shtei nashim emuvur de iser yichud hu rak mishum siyag v'geder atubia av al pishu iser daraisa. Even though it's aser daraisa ukita amar sham remez li yichud menatar minayin shneraki yisischa. Right, he quotes our Gemara, and then he says in brackets, ayin avodah zara daflam av mabeis de mefurisham de hu min hatorah mamish v'lo asmachta bi alma. Ayin Sham. Our Gemara, he says, is even more mafurish than the Gemara in Kiddushin. Why? Because here it's talking about the different levels of what was Daraisa. It's contrasting. That's how you realize that it's real nature, because it's contrasting it to a Gzeira. And that's why our Gemara is even more critical in one sense than the source of Yichud, which is Kiddushin. V'yim Kain, says the Yosef Engel, continuing, Gam bazeh matzino lehedya, siyag min haTorah, depashut, te'inu vaday sheyiv ol imis yachid. It's not vaday there's going to be a bia if there's Yichud, but it's still aser Daraisa. V'teida shein osrin isha al baila al hayichud. Right, and even if there's just yichud, there's no isser labayla, right? Unless you have all the details of sota that shows that it's not an isser of bia, it's an isser of yichud separately. Kimavur pekidushin, v'afilu b'megarish is isser nesua, v'lo nibo b'puntiki. Right, the case of get yashan, sivir la beishamai delor minin heinei de yichud heinei de bia. He's quoting that yichud is obviously a separate, independent isser, eshem yavo, but not an example of maybe we think there is bia, right? It's not that. It's just that it might could lead to bia. And this also relates to the sheet of the Rambam of the Isra of Negia. Obviously, the Isra of Negia, if it's Daraisa, Losikavu Legalas Erva. And the Isra of Yichud would be connected in terms of the Siyag Daraisa. There are one or two examples of Aseis, right? Not too many, but Aseis that are also Siyagim Daraisa. That's what he quotes from the Rashi. Rashi in the Parshas Bereishis quotes the Medrash from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Right, that Tosefa Shabbos maybe is a siyag daraisa of not violating Shabbos. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Basar v'adam sheini yodeh lo me'itav lo rega'av lo sha'osav, a human being who does not know exact times and moments, who most of Michalal HaKodesh, he has to add on Tosefes. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shu yodeh rega'av v'itosav v'sha'osav, nichlas mokul chut asayra. Right, and that's what it means, v'yachal b'yom ha'shvi. He wasn't v'yachal, he finished on the sixth day. What do you mean by Yechal? So Rashi quotes that he goes every the last second. Umivur de tam tosefa Shabbos humishum gzeira shem yavo lasos malacha b'Shabbos. Right, Reb Shimon be Yochai azal taimei. He says darshina time etakra. Okay, but either way, this is another example of a siyag daraisa that he quotes. Again, other examples at the end of the sefer. He says I found some more after I published the sefer. So he came up with a couple of more, but we could add every so often. But that is clearly a halachas of yichud, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses these. Again, we don't have time to go through them now. Maybe we'll after. But the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Eben Ezer Simen Chaf Aleph starts the Isser Hisrachkus min ha'arayas, and Simen Chaf Beis is the Isser of Yichud. Asr lis yachid im erva meharayos ben sakena ben yalda shadav zegorim legalos erva. This is goreim legalos erva. Right? So it is a Isser of a siyag. The post can point out that the heter of Yichud between a husband and a wife when they are married is partly the reason for the all the other harchakos. Because we're mekel by a husband and a wife regarding the Isra of Yichud, you might say it's impossible. Well, every time the wife's a Nida, there's going to be an Isra of Yichud? Of course not. So the Torah acknowledges that. There's no Isra of Yichud by a husband and a wife, even though there's an Isra Kares. Partially because we say, pas pasalo, so, right, a person knows that if there's only a limited time where the Isra will existence. So we assume that a person can control themselves. But as part of that, to balance out the heter of yichud, we have all the harchakos, which are even more stringent than the woman and touching any other man in the world. Right? There's a woman is allowed to pass things to other men, even without touching mashenkin when it comes to her own husband. So again, those chumers are because of are parallel. The Aruch HaShulchan says this beferish that are parallel to the other the heter of yichud. So you need other reminders on the other side of the other side of the behaviors. Okay, so that is regarding a little bit regarding yichud. So we continue now with the next line of the statement. My al davar acher mishum davar acher. Right. So it said in the statement up above that they aser davar acher because of davar acher. Right. So it's all hidden statements, euphemisms. So what does that mean? So Amar Rachman by Yitzchak gazru al tinok obed kochavim shi'itame beziva. They were gozer on a child, a young boy, who an idolater, non-Jew's status, shi'itame beziva, that they will have the status, the tumah status of a zav. Of is of Rashi afilu lo ra'a. It's not that we will consider their re'ia as a ziva, but even if they didn't have a re'ia, right, we will consider them status as tuma zav. Why? Shal yetino yisrael ragel aslo b'mishkav zachar. Because again, getting back to the idolatrous nation that we discussed earlier, we're talking about a group of people who are chashudim on mishkav zachar. So we don't want our children playing with their children. So if we're gozer ziva on them, that would hopefully keep away the play dates between a tinok ovei kochavim and a tinok yisrael. So that's the davar acher. They said the first davar acher is the gzeira of ziva on a tinok ovei kochavim mishum davar acher because of mishkav zachar. Damer Reb Zeira tsar gadol hayu leitzar Ravasi. Reb Zeira said I tried very hard. I had a lot of difficulty trying to get pshat in this from Ravasi. Ravasi itzar Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan itzar Reb Yana. Reb Yana itzar Reb Nasan ben Amram. Reb Nasan ben Amram. So you see Amram's in the Gemara, even though Moshe's not in the Gemara, really. So Amram's there, though. For Nachman Amram, Eitzel Rebbe. Eitzel Rebbe. So all of these. Tinok Ovi Kochavim. So I asked the following question. Right, all of these. What is the Lashon of Tsar Gadol? Rashi says, Klomar Torach Gadol Hayali Etzlo. Right, I bothered myself very much. I tried to get an answer to this question. So all of these people try to get an answer to the following question. What question? Ovid Kochavim. Meim Asayim Atame Beziva. From what age? From what age did Chazal institute Tumah Ziva? V'yamar li ben Yomo. And he told me, right away, right when they're born, Ukshabati Yitzhar Bichiyah, amar li ben Teshan of Yomecha. No, 9 years old, right? Because that's when Ra'ui Labia, right? If the whole Chshash is Mishkav Zachar, so then Ra'ui Labia is the stage that one should have a Gzeira. Ukshabati Vertesi Dvarai Lefnei Rebbe, amar li Hanach Dvarai Va'achos Divrei Rebbe Chiyah. Right, leave my own Shita alone and grab Rebbe Chiya's shita to Amar Tinok Ovei Kochavim Meim Asayim Etam Beziva Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad. Right, 9 years old. Why? Why is that the most appropriate? As we just said, Hov Roy Labia Betami Nami Beziva. Since they are Roy Labia, and that's the whole reason for the Gzeira of Mishkav Zachar, and therefore they didn't make the Gzeira until that age. That's when there is Tumas Ziva. So that's when the Tamidei Bishamei Tamidei Hillel made this Gzeira. Interesting line in Tosfos, not here, Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos. Which Gemara in Masechta Shabbos? Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Chanukah. So what happened? They were looking around and they found one little cruse of oil that had the chosam of the Kohen Gadol. Had the chosam of the Kohen Gadol on it. The signet of the Kohen Gadol. Says Tosfos there. So what was the issue? What was the potential tumah that they were worried about? That they said, oh, the chosam of the Kohen Gadol was still there. Says Tosfos, im kfar gazru al hanachrim lihios kizavim. Right, if they already made the gzera that nachro will be like zavim, and if that's true, a zav is matami beheset, even just moving something. So even if the little cruse of oil had the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it, but maybe it was moved. Maybe it was mitami beheset if they already made such a gzera. Answers Tosfos, Sarach Lomar. This is not one of the more famous Tosfos and discussed Chanukah time. But Tosfos says, Sarach Lomar, Shayamunach Bechosam Bekarka, Shalohisitu Hakli. It must have been, had a signet, and it was clear that it wasn't moved. Clear that it wasn't moved. Shayamunach Bechosam, maybe it was partially written, like we had before, partially written on the signet, partially written on the Karka, but there was a right, it was clear that it wasn't moved. And then the Gilan Hashas here quotes, look later on, right, quotes, cross references another Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, not Pedalot. But if you look in the Marsha, right here, on this Tosfos, the Marsha said, but wait a minute, don't we have in our Gemara that a much earlier Gzera of the Zavim, right, and so you see here, it's Shammai and Hillel, but now we're saying that it was made much earlier, right, in the middle of Bayesheni, that's before the Talmidei of Shammai and Hillel. So the Marsha there says on that Tosfos, Had the Gazer al Tinok Nachri Shemetame Beziva, Vahainu Ben Teshana Viom Echat Shuhuroi Labia Kitamasik Perak Ein Ma'amidin, right, our Gemara, Viahi Gzera Miyurchas Davar, Shigazer Talmidei of Shammai and Hillel, Kida Amrinan La'el Bepirkin, Vachashmonoi Makadmi Tuvahave. So what Tosfos is talking about? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says the Gzeira of Ziva was Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel. That was way after the Chashmonaim. Right? So what is Tosfos talking about? The Gzeira of Ziva. So Yesh Lomar, the Kvar Gazru al Azav Nachri, Shemetame b'Ziva Komo Yisrael. Aval al Tinok Nachri, Afa Pisha Eino Zav lo Gazru Rabbanan Kamoi. The original Gzeira early was on a adult Avodas Kochavim that had an emission, so we will treat that, even though he's not on a Daraisa level, he's not Matame B'Ziva, we'll treat him as Tumas Ziva. That is earlier. But the Gemara Avodah Zarah, our Gemara, is the children. That was the added. For also, Tamidei Shammai V'Hillel V'Gazer Bo V'Chein Nireh Mipiyush Rashi La'el, he says, that's what it seems like from Rashi in the first parak as well, in Maseches Shabbos. That's an important Tosfos and Marsha relating to our Gemaras. This was the Tinok, the second stage of Gzera, but earlier they had the Gzera on the adults. Good, says the Gemara now, Amar Ravina Hilkach. So if this is true, once you say he goes by Roy Labia, for the boys, so says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, back to our Gemara, Hilkach Hai Tinok as Ovedes Kochavim, so when by a girl, Tinok as Ovedes Kochavim, Bas Gimel Shana V'Yomechad, Hol V'Ru Labia Metame Name V'Ziva, she goes also by the age of Ru'i Labia, she goes by 3 years old. So says the Gemara Pshita, right, what is the, right, that's, obviously she's not, there's a different ages and stages than a boy, but if it goes by Ru'i Labia, so it's obvious. Once you make the zero by one, you make the zero by the other, so Pshita. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'o the Tema, this goes by Ru'i Labia, but remember, the whole Chashash is an issue of illicit physical contact and relations between the children. So Mao the Tema, Hai Yodala Argule Vahai Lo Yodala Argule, yes, and a cave is really be it by 3, but at 3 years old she's not able to seduce. And therefore, the boy, who's royal be at 9, so then maybe we should only make the Xera by the boy, not by the girl. Kamash Malan, we say that once you make the low plug, not that she's Yadala Gule by 3, but once you make the din, so then low plug, and that is the halacha in terms of the Gzeira Durabanan. Period. Good. Mistamech va'azar Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya akate Rabbi Simloi Shamoi. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya was walking with the help and leaning on the shoulder of Rabbi Simloi, his helper. Amarlei, Simloi, lo ayita emesh be'beis ha-medrash. You weren't in shir yesterday. You weren't in the base medrash yesterday, kishitarnu atz shemen, when we matted the shemen. Remember, we were discussing that shemen was the only one that was matted, right? The girsa in the Rashi, right? This is why Rashi changes the girsa. Remember Rashi on the Mishnah, back on Laman Hayim base, right? We said, Rebbe you base dino hitiru shemen, and Rashi said it can't be Rebbe. It was his grandson, Rebbe Yehuda Nesiya, right? So it wasn't, him, based on this story right here. So he says, you weren't there in the base medrash yesterday when we matted the shemen. Amar lo, v'yamenu tatir afes apas. Why don't you matir bread too? And remember, we had the discussion. Is there evidence in Chazal that the bread was already matir? The different days in the Ritva, even though we already had Tosfos that said that the bread was matir because it was Einatzi b'yochol amod bo lo pashar b'chol Yisrael. That was Tosfos also on Laman Hayimabez. But the Ritva there discussed, is there evidence even Bizman Ha Chazal? So Amar Lo, so similar, Rav Simloi answers, why don't you be mat to the bread too? Amar Lo, Rav Yehuda Nesiya says, Imkein Karulon Beis Dina Sharya, we can't do that. We've already had so many famous kulas. You know, if we matter that, they'll just call us a lenient bezdin and we'll get a bad reputation. So I can't matter anything else. Titznan, why? Where else do we see that type of reputation being a negative? Titznan, the Mishnah says a Maseches Idios. Remember, Maseches Idios is every topic. You need a new, you don't like the topic you're discussing, so just wait till the next Mishnah. Right? Idios is all the compilation of Mishnayos, the Gemara says in Brachas, of those, that day, that famous day, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed the Nasi after Rabbi Gamliel had been removed, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah finally, after asking his wife, agreed to becoming, the head of the yeshiva, and the Gemara says, in Maseches Brachos, Daf Chaf Ches, Tana, Idios, Bo Bayom Nishnes. Right, idios on that day. That's when it was compiled. V'kol hecha damrinan bo bayom hahu yom ahave. And whenever it says bo bayom, it's talking about that day. V'lo haisa halacha shaisa tluya bebeis hamedrash shelo pershuha. There was not one halacha in the Beis Medrash on that day that was not explained, that was not formulated and clarified. V'yaf Rabbi Gamliel. This is an amazing line. Even Rabbi Gamliel, who had been removed from his position of authority, lo mana atzmo mi beis hamedrash. Even Rabbi Gamliel came that day. Even though he had been removed, he can't stay away from Torah. He had to come, and he had to have a conversation about Torah, and he gets into the issue of Ger Amoni, right, and Mutal of Abakal or not, and Sancherev, Meval Bakal Umos, that's the Gemara, in Brachos Chavches, but we know Idios. Idios was learned that day. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya says, I can matter the bread, because if I matter the bread, then they're going to call me a Bezdin that is lenient. Why? Because the following. The Mishnah is an idios. Hey, Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda Shreida, he had the following heterim al ayel kamsa dachan. Ayel kamsa is a type of grasshopper. So he said, it's kosher. You're allowed to eat it. The ayel kamsa is dachan. Literally, dachan is tar, but it means you're allowed to eat it. Number one. Number two. The almashkan basement b'chaya dachan. And on all the liquids that are in the azara, right? There's blood and water all over the place. So those are dachan, those are tahar. We'll see in machlokas, but Hashem and Amma Beis. Right, does this mean tahar themselves? Does this mean tahar from making other things, tameh? Are they not able to make other things tameh, but they themselves are tahar? So, we will see, but Hashem, about what exactly that means. But there's some type of tahara on the liquids in the azara. Obviously, why would this be? Because if there's a Xerah Durabanan of Tumas Mashkin, we want to minimize that in the Beis HaMikdash. There's so much meat, we don't want things becoming Tameh on a Durabanan level. If it's Daraisa, fine. But on a Durabanan level, we don't want to be Mafish Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. So they minimize that din. And number three, Valti Yikrev L'Mesa, Misaev, and someone, let's just translate the words for now, someone who touches a dead body is Tameh. Right, so again, we'll have to, that's a din daraisa. That's a pasuk in Chumash. So what do you mean that they matted that? But either way, we'll see what that means. And so this bezdin of Yosef ben Yoezer matted those three, the karule Yosef Sharia, and they called him Yosef the matir. Right, the lenient one. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya says, I don't want to get that reputation. Right, even though, Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer was one of the greats. Right, if we know him from Pirkei Avos. So Amar le, so Rabbi Simloi answers saying, but wait a minute. Hasam Shari Tlas, Umar Sharachada. What, they matired three big heterim. You've only had one big heter of the oil. So matir one more, the bread. That won't be so bad, that's only two. Vishari Mar Chada Achriti Akati Tartinu Dahavian. If you matir one more, then it's only be two. It won't be three. Right? So what are you worried about? Omer Le Anashari Achriti. Says if Yehuda Nasiya, no, I've already matired something else. So altogether it'll be three, and then I'll have this reputation. Right? Even though, you know, one might think, you know, what's so bad about this reputation? Koach tehetera adif. Right? It's good to have, matirim. But, you know, still they were, didn't want it to have the heter, too much. So mahi, so what's the other statement? What's the other heter that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya gave? And that's why he was nervous to give a third one. Ditznan, based on a halacha, totally different area of halacha, in Maseches Gittin. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us, Zekitechim lo basi mikana chnei masar chodesh. A man says to his wife, this is your get, I'm going on a trip. This is your get if I'm not back in a month. He doesn't want his wife to be stuck to for Yibim or Chalitza. So he gives her a get and says, if I don't come back in a year, so, you know, this is your get. Umeis betoch chnei masar chodesh. Then he dies. He's not coming back. He dies within 12 months. Eino get. says the Mishnah, it's not a good get. Why? Zekitech means it's going to be a get at the end of 12 months. He didn't say mehayom. So therefore, it's going to be a get after 12 months, but he's already dead. Ain't get lachar misa. And therefore, it doesn't work. V'toni Allah, and we had a brisa relating to that Mishnah. The Mishnah has one day. The Mishnah says, no good. V'raboseinu hitiru alinasei. And the brisa, though, says that other shitos allowed her to get married. What do you mean to get married? Without doing Yibam or Chalitza. Meaning, the get is a good get. V'yamrina my raboseinu. We said, who is raboseinu? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Bezdina desharu mishcha. The same bezdin that matter the oil, that's the one that mater this one, and meaning Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. And what would be the sara? Why would they mater her to allow her to get married without Yibam Rechalitza? Sarvi like Rabbi Yossi, because the Raboseinu held like Rabbi Yossi to Amar Zmano Shtar Mochiyachalav. The fact that there is a date in the star means it's keilu you said mehayom. After all, why would there be a date in the start today? If you don't want the get to be chal until a year from now, just write a year from now's date. Why do you have today's date? It must be that even though you didn't say it explicitly, that's mochiach that you want it to be chal from today. So that's the other heter. So you have the oil, you have the get, and if I mat your bread, then I'm going to have three, and I'm going to get that bad reputation. V'yom Rabbi Abba, b'rei d'Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya hora. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was the one that was matir. V'lo hodulo. Different gersos, kol shaito. Does that mean kol shaito? Meaning, he was the only one, the other rabbis around him didn't matir it. V'amri la kol siato. Says on the side, b'nei medrasho. So either at his own base medrash or other chachamim, either way, this is the conversation that took place between Rav Simloi and Rav Yehuda Nasiya, why he didn't want to matir the bread. The sugya of actually, let's do a little more, and then we'll talk about the psak. Amar Rabbi Elazar Lahusaba Ki Sharitua La Alter Sharitua De Lawasi Odom Lachajem Asachodesh De Kayim Le Tanoi. When they matired, when they said that this woman could get remarried without Yibam or Chalitza, when was that? So he says on the first day of Nisan, if I don't come back within 12 months, then he dies during the year. Could she get remarried even before the 12 months? Because after all, according to you, it's going back Lamafreya anyway. But is it only Lamafreya from the moment that the Tznai is not fulfilled and then you go backwards? Or the fact that now you know that the Tznai is not going to be fulfilled. Right? You know he died. Right? So then maybe you should say that she could get married right away. That's the Shaila. Right? Was it La'alter Sharitua? Because he's not coming? Or after, only after Shnei Masach Chodesh, Taha Yikayim Le'Tznai? So says the Gemara, V'tibar L'cha Mas Nisan. Why didn't he ask this question? Why didn't Rabbi Elazar ask this question on the Mishnah? Only Dafka on the case of Rabbi Seinu, because based on Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah has the case of Me'achshav. Same halacha would apply. Titznan, Hareza Gidech Me'achshav im lo basi mekayim Hashem Asachodesh. Umeis bedoch Shem Asachodesh. Havi get. Right? Toha ikayim lei tnai. Right, and that's everybody agrees in that case, even though the earlier case was, do you have me'achshav or not? So, why don't you ask on the Mishnah? La'alter havigita to halo asa. Maybe it should be a good get right away because he's not coming. Ol dimalach, or you'd base chodesh, to yikayim leitanoi, or after 12 months. So, why don't you ask it on the Mishnah? So, my answer is, you're right. In a chinami, he could have asked it on the Mishnah, not on the racious case with the brisa, but he could have asked it, ela mishum, dahavis bahu minyana. That's the Messias. That's what happened. That's what he was talking about, that case. But really, it could have been asked otherwise. Period. Okay, two discussions that we should have. First of all, Tosfos asks in Dibur Maskal La'alter, V'yim tamar pshita de la'alter hi muteris. What's the question? Of course you'd be muter right away. D'miyacha meis haretznai kimikuyam dolo yashav ol debeso. I said, of course she should be able to be married right away. He's not coming back. He says, if I don't come back in a year, he's not coming back in a year. Right, so why would you have to wait? Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, Demikomako mi ba'ile I gazrinan meis atulo meis. You might say that, you know, if you allow him to get married right now, then what happens in another case where he like says, you know what, I'm not coming back. He didn't die. But I'm not coming back. So you know he's not coming back. So maybe you'll say that you could even do that. Might allow that marriage also to happen earlier. And that's not Vadai. Maybe he'll change his mind. Maybe he will come back. So Tosva says there is a Gzeira that we would go into. Or that's one. The Ran and Gittin. Lama Tesma Beis Nadafi Arif discusses this at length. Various different ideas in the Ran, says the Ran there, Lametes Amad Aleph in the Dafe Harif, after quoting the day of Tosfos, Valinira, Dahainu Taima, Mishum Diihu Vadai Lohavi Chayesh Lamisa Didei. He obviously wasn't thinking that he might die within 12 months. Right? He was thinking that he might not come back. He might get lost, but he wasn't thinking that. Valoya Gomer Umagarish Elo La'acha Yudbeis Chodesh. His das was after 12 months. He wasn't thinking any time earlier. And therefore, even if it's true that now he's not coming back, the Ran says, because his mindset wasn't to give the get until after 12 months, that's why you cannot give the get until after. Which sounds like a me'ikar hadin din. Right? A me'ikar hadin. He didn't have kavana, so the get wouldn't be a get. That's what the Beis Shmuel writes in Eved Ezer in Kuf Mem Dalet. What if she got married? What if she got married within the 12 months of Rav Nasa? So according to the Tosfos, it's just a gzeira, l'chadchila. So no problem with the Eved. But according to the Ran, maybe it's a din likuva. Right? He didn't have kavana to allow her, to give her a divorce until after 12 months. And maybe before the 12 months, it wouldn't be a divorce. So Tosfos says Mishum Gzeira, the Ran says Mishum, he didn't have Kavana, and then you have the line in the Yerushalmi. Maybe some are thinking about this line. The Yerushalmi in Gittin, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, Reb Yossi Omer Asura Linase, Ani Omer Naasu Lo Nisim V'chaya. Maybe there'll be Tchias HaMesim. Who says he's not coming back? Right, Naslo Nisim V'chaya. Right, and therefore, maybe you can't. Maybe that's the part of the suffix in the Gemara. You know, maybe it'll be Tchias HaMesim. That's what the Yerushalmi says. If you look here in the Shiari Karban at the bottom of the Yerushalmi, he quotes this. He quotes the Gemara in our Gemara, and then he quotes the Tosfos and the Gzeira. V'hadavar dachuk. The lashon of Gemara mashma dachshashu machbas atznai v'lo machbas Gzeira. V'od. Quotes another question. And then he quotes, V'yani tama, Nelamen divri Yerushalmi, Dachshashu shemen aso lo nisim v'chaya, V'yehada lo chayshinan kein b'chol nashim sheba olam, D'mishi hi'idu shemeiz balein muteres lihinasei. Why could any woman ever get remarried? Right, after her husband dies, maybe her husband tchis ha'mesim. Right, so why? How could any woman get remarried? If you're worried here that if he dies, you're not going to let him get married until after 12 months, maybe tchis ha'mesim will happen after that. Yesh lomar, says the Shiari Karban, Midehisna imlo avo ayur beis chodesh, mashma diyadua lo sheyavo al yedei nisim, v'tzorachim. Says, because he made a tznai, if I'm not back, so mashma, it's he gives an answer, but it's not something fundamental, right? You have to say that, you know, the Paras Yosef on that Gemara in Gittin in the back, one of the Achron in the back say, no, there's a big difference between the two. The Torah says that if a man dies, his wife is mutter. So if the heter is being based on Misas Baal, so then that works, because the Torah says it works. Right? That's the pasuk at the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara quotes the pasuk to say, it's amazing that you need a pasuk for that. But let's say you do need a pasuk, so that's the Gzeiras HaKnasos. Don't worry about it. But here, we're trying to allow the marriage to work based on a get, not based on the death. It's a get with a tnai. That's why the Gemara here says maybe choshinan shemi asalo nes. You're more worried here than a regular din of misa, because by misa the Torah says that you're allowed to get married. You're allowed to get married. Nothing to talk about, right? It's just here because it's not going. You're not getting married based on misas abal. That's the Poras Yosef in the back of Gittin on there on Daf Ayin Vav. To lo kasha midi de mishlama kol anashim ha haTorah kasva de misas abal materes v'im kain avim yichye because they're lo teaser mashein kain kan shabal gire shotal tnai im lo yavo yud beis chodesh umemele im yavo yisbat delaget v'lo nisharas rak almana v'mishla yavam hatei zukukalo. Right, there's a difference. This is based on if he comes back, there'll be a kimat tnai, right, and therefore it's different. Right, even if it happens ayidei derech nes, Mashen came by a regular death. The husband died, so if he'll come back in a month. Yeah, but the Torah says that's not going to undo anything, right? If the Torah says her husband dies, she can get married even if her husband comes back in 3 months. The Torah still said if the husband died, doesn't say if the husband's alive now. If the husband died, so once the husband died, then you have that heter. Mashen came if he says I'm not here within 12 months. So if he's here after having had tchias ha'mesim, so then maybe it still wouldn't be allowed. So that's the Paras Yosef there.
Even if there's no Mitzvah of Chalitza or Yibam?
Even if there's no mitzias of chal, meaning if there's no brothers, if there's children, maybe the children, okay, that's, we're assuming, I mean, he's doing this to prevent his wife from being mechalisa. So we're assuming that there's a situation of yichalisa, that's why he's doing it. This relates to a little bit the question more of the achronim. The achronim get into the act. Eishes Eliyahu, right? All the status of, could Eishes Eliyahu, Eliyahu never died. So would Eliyahu's wife would be able to get remarried? Or they talk about it in the context of Purim. Kam Rabbi Shachti the Rabbi Zera. Right? So did he have to remarry his wife after Tchias HaMeisim was brought back? Right? When Tchias HaMeisim happens, are we going to have to remarry? Does everybody have to remarry their wives? It's the Shiloh, what if somebody marries a person gets married to more than one person, what happens after Tchias HaMeisim? Kadosh Baruch will work all that out. All of these Shilohs, where he has everything planned. Okay, that's one issue. The other issue to mention on this Gemara is the issue Halacha Lamaisa about Rabbi Yossi. Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav. That is a huge discussion in the postgame Halacha Lamaisa. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Ayin Bey says, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi. Right, passing like Rabbi Yossi, halacha like Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says. If you look in Tosfos there, Tosfos says, if we pass like Rabbi Yossi, so what do we need to write a date in the shtar? What do we have to write Me'achsha for? Says Tosfos, Kasev Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos in Gittin Ayin Beis, Me'hayom Me'si im Me'is Bo Bayom Lo Yadana Me'adunba. Okay, he doesn't know Me'hayom, what about that day? Ul Rabbi Elchana Nira De Me'hayom Havi Kamo Me'achsha. I'm sorry, the next one. And then Tosfos says, V'hadamrinan b'perek basra hiskin rav v'gita min yom adinan ulalam v'lafuki mid Rabbi Yossi. So why is our minag in our gittin to write mehayom, even though we pass like Rabbi Yossi, even without mehayom, it's kilu you wrote mehayom. Ein zel ol shufra ba'alma. It's a chumrah. Talk Rabbi Yossi sfirilei, k'damar hacha. Really, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, Tosfos says, really, it's a chumrah, lefnim reshur sedin, you don't have to write it. The Rif writes, in one place in Baba Basra, we pass like Rabbi Yossi only by Dini Maminis, possibly, and not by Gittin, right, and Shari Surim. So maybe there's a chilek between Dini Maminis, we might pass like Rabbi Yossi, right, by Balei Chov, but by Gittin and Shar Isurim, we don't pass in that way. Again, it's a big discussion. The Rana is a big discussion of the Shita Sarambam. There in that same daf, Lamatesim and Alpha Daf Yerif, what the Shita of the Rambam is, are you machalik between Shari Kinyan or Shari Raya? Are you machalik between Mammonis and Isurim? Again, a big discussion in the postkim, that about this, issue, the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, whether we pass in like Rabbi Yossi or not. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, right in the middle. Amar Abaya, once we're talking about Me'achshav and automatic Me'achshav, so we get a little off topic, and we talk about this last heter discussion. Hakomo dim l'kishetet zecharim min artika. Everyone agrees, if a man says, this is your get, when the sun comes out of its container. L'chinafka kamar la. That means when the sun rises. Even though Hosecham and Artika is the special Lashon that Rashi used at the beginning of Ayera, right, unusually hot, right, and that's why Hashem made it by Avram Avinu. Okay, but we also say it means when the sun rises, and therefore it means, L'chinafka ka'amar la, v'chimayis b'lelya, get lachamisahu. And if he would die during the night before the sun comes up, that would be a get lachamisa. And it would not be good. Almanas shetetzicham min Artika. But if he says, Almanas, this is your get Almanas, that the sun rises, me'achshav ka'amar la. Everybody agrees, Kala Omer Amanas, Komer Me'achshav Dami. And therefore here, it would be a get Me'achshav, Chimayis Balalya, Havade Tznoa Have. Right? It would be a Tznai, V'get Mechayimu. And that would be a get considered, that would be okay. Kidder Avuna, Dam Ravuna, Kala Omer Amanas, Komer Me'achshav Dami. So if he says, when it comes out, that's for sure, when it comes out. If he says, Amanas, so that's when it goes Me'achshav. Lo Nechleku Ela, Be'im Tetze. How do you interpret the Lashon of Im? Is Im like Likhi, or is Im like Amanas? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Savar like Rabbi Yossi, Damar Zmano Shoshtar Mochiyach Alav, Fahavile Kimei Hayom Imesi, Kimei Achshav Imesi. And therefore, that's Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya again, passing like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya clearly passing like Rabbi Yossi in Gittin, and in Isurim, not just in Imamanis. For Rabbanan, alas, Lehud Rabbi Yossi, Fahavile, the Rabbanan do not hold of Rabbi Yossi, Fahavile Kizagitech Imesi, Greda, and therefore, he would not be automatically considered a get mehayom. Good. But that was all, finishing the conversation, why Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya didn't want to matir the third context, because then I would be a lenient Bezdin. They even called me the Bezdin that matted the oil. Right? That's what he was known as, even though I'm sure, right, he had many other, psakim as well. Gufa. Let's go back to once we quoted the Bez and the other Bez in the Matad all three. So we're going to talk about those items a little bit as well. Gufa Heir Yosi Ben Yehuda Shreita Al Ayol Kamsa Dachan V'Al Mashka Beibin Vachaya Dachan V'Al Dikar L'Meisa Misav V'Kari Le Yosef Sharya the quote of the Brisa. Let's go through each one. My Ayol Kamsa. What is this type of grasshopper? Of Papa Amar Shushiba. Reb Chia Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Amar Susbil. Right, so two types of grasshoppers. A shushiba is a type of grasshopper with a long neck, and the susbil is a different one. So, Papa Amar shushiba, what is the issue then? So he matired it, but others didn't matir it. What's the issue? The kamiflagi berosho aruch. The machlokas is about Rosho Aruch, because, as Rashi quotes here, there are simanei chagavim tahorim, the simanim of kosher grasshoppers. Kosher grasshoppers are arbe salam chargol chagav. The four types of grasshoppers and the discussion in Chulin and elsewhere, what are the simanim and can we extrapolate from those to other grasshoppers? So, kibbutzki b'rosho aruch, so marsav arosho aruch, one holds that Aruch is a simin, Rosho Aruch Asur, Masav Rosho Aruch Mutter. One holds that it's not a simin of Kashrus, therefore it's still Asur. And the other one holds Rosho Aruch is Mutter. So that's Rav Papa. Rav Papa says the issue, the Ayil Dachan is a Shushiba, and the issue is whether Rosho Aruch is going to be a simin of Heter. Rav Chiya Bar Ami, Mishmei De'ula Amar, Susbil. No, the Machlokas is about Susbil. Right? A Suspil does not have Rosho Aruch. Right? The issue is not about the head, but it's about the wings not covering most of his body. So, Rosh Aruch, Kolyam Lepligi to Aser. Rosh Aruch, for sure, is Aser. Tosas has a different Gersa, but either way, we'll go with ours. V'hacha b'knafav chofen es Rosho adei etchak. But here we're talking about if the wings cover the body, but only with difficulty. Not exactly, doesn't exactly cover. But it's, if you stretch it a little bit and you look at it in a certain way, come if like a Marsava Ruba called to Huba Inan. Some say, no, just a little rove. And any rove. And therefore, even if it covers Idea Tchak, it's still called covering. Well, Marsava Ruba de Minkar be Inan. And the other opinion says, no, it needs Ruba de Minkar. A recognizable rove. And that is the, issue, right? Rashi says, rove Hanira Le'inayim. Rove Hanira Le'inayim. If you look in the Karnei Chagavim, can't have grasshoppers without Karnei Chagavim. Right, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer on grasshoppers. So Kuntres Karnei Chagavim, right, he has on, it's in one of the Siach HaSadehs, right, so Kuntres Karnei Chagavim, about 15 pages, and he writes in the Hakdama that Lefisha Reisi Shemitzvah Zu Prateha Ma'atim B'Shulchan Aruch HaRishonim. I saw there's no organized simen and source that talks about all the halachas of grasshoppers. Lachain samti libi la'ayin ba'zeh be'ez Hashem ulevara kol protea and makam shiyadi magas. He wrote this a very long time ago, and now I'm publishing it. And then he says he has 13 simanim, right? Different articles about each one, 2-3 pages, and at the end he has like a shulchan aruch, like a little bit on simanei chagavim in simen pehei and shulchan aruch, but he talks about it more at length. So. There, the first simon is about the mitzvah to check simanei chagavim, and then that the fact that it doesn't need shechita, and all those number of the sugyas. So in simon ches, be'inyin knafav chofen es rubo, right, regarding the wings covering the body. He says, what kind of halacha is this? They need a ruba to minkar? What kind of ruba to minkar are you talking about? A recognizable rove? V'yesh la'ayin me'ezatam sfirulei l'rabanan to be in rova nirulei Tiafilu neima to call hani minim shemanta tarba chagavim harov shalahem rova nirulei na'im mikomakom darapashut delomatzinu batora mida kazu rak okulam orubam. Eza v'imkain eza svarahi lemelaf to boy rova nirulei na'im delomatzinu mida zubatara. What is this? So he says you do have this. In five other contexts. Obviously, Kedarka Bakodesh. Right? We have it by Shrita. By Shrita, you need Rov Hanir Aleinayim by the Simanim. And then he quotes by Esrog, you need a Ruba Deminkar. And he quotes by Tzitzes, you need a Rov Hanir Aleinayim. Vumibde Marisayin. And you need it by Zimun. Right? So by Zimun, you need 7 that ate bread. Not just 6. Right? You need 6 that didn't daven for a minion for davening, but you need 7 that didn't. See, quotes! Even though you don't find this, he obviously finds 7 different cases where you have the rove. V'tzarech lomar, he says it must be d'rabanan, he thinks. Tzarech lomar, d'gam kan kamanas ha-gamar mi d'rabanan. V'yaf agav, d'lo b'chol davar, hitzrich rove, hatzarech rove, hitzrich rabanan ruba d'minkar. Really, you only need rove. D'rabanan added ruba d'minkar. So even though not everything that requires rov requires ruba de minkar. Mikal makam sfir le rabbanan de Yosi ben Yoezer de kan shehu maser lechal adam tzarech ligzar. Here, how are people going to look at the wings? Everybody in their own home are going to think, oh, these wings do cover most, don't cover most. It's too hard. It's too hard for the hamon am. And therefore, that's why Chazal goes there. You need, it's gotta be obvious. It's gotta be obvious. Rov hanira leinayim. To losagi rov mitzumsam, or they take out a ruler and measure 52%. It's too hard. Rak ruba de minkar de lalesi limiti. But less le Yosef and Yoezer, less le haigzera. So, the Karnich HaGavim, Chaim Kanievsky assumes that it's a Dindarabanan, even though you don't get any pressure from this Gemara. It sounds like a Dindaraisa, but he says all the other contexts of Ruba de Minkar are Dindarabanan according to many, so too here. Okay. We continue. So again, one of the other Yosef ben Yoezer kulas was the liquid in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Azara, the water and the blood is Tahar. So my Dachan, what does that mean? Tahar from what? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Dachan Mamish. Rav says Mamish Tahar. Meaning not only does it not make other things Tamei, it itself is not Tamei. V'shmuel Amar Dachan Milatamei Acherim. Chaval Tomas Atzman Yishbohen. It doesn't have the power to be Mitamei others. That's what the Yosef ben Yoezer said. But it is itself Tamei. What's the Machlokas? The Machlokas is what's Darabanan, what's Daraisa. Right? Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer can only get rid of a Darabanan. Not a daraisa. Rav Amar Dachan Mamish Ksavar Tumas Mashkin Darabanan. The whole idea of liquids becoming Tame is Darabanan. V'chigaz Darabanan Tumah B'Mashkin D'Alma. The Rabbanan only goes there Tumah on outside Mashkin. Ava B'Mashka Be'mit B'Chaya Lo Gazru. But the Warren goes there on Mashkin Be'mit B'Chaya Lo Gazru B'Rabanan. V'ra Shmuel Amar Dachan Milatame Acherim. Ava Tumas Atzman Yesh Bahen. But Shmuel says no. They are tar from being matame others, but they themselves are tamek. Sovra tumas mashkin daraisa. Latame acherim derabanan. They themselves can be matame daraisa, but to be matame others of our is derabanan, v'chigaz derabanan, v'mashkin da'alma, v'mashkin b'im v'chay lo gazru. So whatever is derabanan, that's what they did not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Number two. And number three, the third kula that they had, v'yad yikra v'lamesa misav v'karu le Yosef Sharya. If you touch a dead body, so the Gemara says, Yosef Asrami Boilei. First of all, the third thing is a chumrah. It's not a kula. Right? We didn't even ask that question yet. Right? That he matired, he asered, tumas meis. Number one, it's an iser. The ode to oraisahi. It's also a pasuk in the Torah. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, V'chol asher yiga al pnei asadeh b'chal acherev of a meis v'gomer. But that's another cover. The psukim in parshas chukas. Tumas meis, right? That's the source of all tumah. So what's the Gemara talking about? So the Gemara says, "Di'oraisa di'yikrav tamei di'yikrav b'di'yikrav tohar." Someone who touches a di'oraisa, somebody touches a dead body is tamei. If you touch somebody who touched a dead body, tohar. V'asu inu v'gazra filu di'yikrav b'di'yikrav. And they came along at that time, and they wanted to be machmir even on touching a tamei meis. V'asa iu v'ukma daraisa. And he knocked that out. He said, no, keep it on the din daraisa, that only if you touch a dead body are you tamei, not if you touch somebody, touch a dead body. Says the Gemara, that's also wrong. Di'yikrav ad v'di'yikrav nami daraisa hu. If you touch somebody, touch a dead body, you're also tamei daraisa. Tichsiv v'chol ha'shiyiga bo ha'tamei yitma. So what's the Gemara talking about? So the Gemara says, okay, as follows. Amur Rabbanan kamei derava mishvei der marzutra brei der of Nachman damar mishvei der of Nachman da'oraisa diyikrav b'diyikrav b'chiburin tumashiva. If somebody touches somebody who is touching a dead body b'chiburin, right? If it's b'chiburin while Reuven is touching a dead body, Shimon touches Reuven, so then Shimon is tamei for 7 days. Right? Shelo b'chibur and tumas erev. If somebody touches a person who touched a dead body, but he's not touching the dead body anymore, then he's tamei for 1 day. Daraisa. V'yasu inu v'gadu afilu shelo b'chibur and tumas shiva. And then the Rabbanan added on and said, even if you touch somebody makes who's not touching anymore, no b'chiburin, that's also tumas shiva. V'asa ihu v'ukma adaraisa. And he knocked that out. He said, you're only tamei daraisa if you touch a tamei mace when the tamei mace is b'chiburin. But not if he is not touching anymore. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Stipler in Taurus and Simon Tezayin discusses what the root of this type of halacha is. Chiburin. So let's say Reuven is touching a dead body and Shimon touches Reuven. So Shimon is tamei for 7 days. So why is that? Is that because it's as if Shimon's touching the dead body? That's one way to look at it. It's as if Reuven is just like a conduit, but it's like Shimon's touching the dead body. Or does he know? Shimon's touching Reuven. But Reuven has the status of a dead body, so to speak. I mean, he's alive, but he has the status of Tumah. Right? So that's a chakira that he has with nafkaminas. He quotes a mission alas. That'll be a nafkamina, but that's his chakira. Yishlachkar b'din Tumah b'chiburin. As if the first one isn't there. The nechshav shasheni shenaga ba'ameis atzmo aydei chibur la rishon shenaga ba'ameis. So that's a chakira, and he says there are a couple of machlokos in Maseches Ahalos that are tali on that. Again, is it a ki'ilu Shimon's touching the dead body, or Shimon's touching Reuven? Reuven has the status of the dead body, right? The tumah of the dead body. That's an important discussion. Good. Finishing up. Da'oraisa mayhi. Where's the source of da'oraisa that chiburin is different than non-chiburin? Tichziv. Because there's a couple of psukim. Hanogeva meischon efesh adam batami shivas yamim. One pasuk says, if you touch a dead body, b'chon efesh adam, you tell me for 7 days. Fixiv v'chal sheyiga bo hatameh yitma. And the other pasuk says, anyone who the tameh touches is yitma. That sounds like for 7 days. Fixiv anevesh anogas titma da'aref. One day. So haketzad, kam b'chiburin, kam b'shalo b'chiburin. So that's the chiluk. Amar lehu Rava, lava mina lechu, haven't I already told you, lo titli beis spooky siriki b'Rav Nachman, literally, don't hang empty bottles on Rav Nachman, meaning don't ascribe this to Rav Nachman. Hach yam Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman said, safik tuma b'rishas harabim, hitir lahem. A totally different heter. Rav Nachman, right, they did a different, area of halacha. I mean, it's also tumah, but nothing to do with tumah, tumas meis. This was the third heter of safik tumah b'rishus harabim hitir lahem. It was a safik tumah b'rishus harabim. That's what he was matir. Says the Gemara, that's obvious. That's also a din daraisa. V'hilchza misota gamrin Allah. That's halacha Moshe Sinai we know from sota. Masoda b'rishus ha'yachid af tumah b'rishus ha'yachid. Safik tumah, as we mentioned earlier. Safik tumah in b'rishus ha'yachid is tameh. Safik tumah in b'rishus harabim is tar. So you wouldn't need that to be the heter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha ve'ein morin kain. That's the halacha, but you don't paskin that way. You know, if they ask, v'asa iyu v'ori le'eruyeh. And he went the next step. He said, no, you're paskin that way. L'chad chila. Right? Savi tumah b'rishus harabim is tahar. And you tell people that in public. Tani nami hachi, also a b'riser. B'yuda omer, koros no'atz lahem v'amar. Ad kan b'rishus harabim, ad kan b'rishus ha'yachid. Rabbi Yehuda says he put down markers as simanim between what's b'rishus harabim for tumah, which b'rishus ha'yachid for tumah. And kiyasu l'kamedr, and that's why he said, even l'chad chila, l'alacha, kiyasu l'kamedr b'yanai, omer the woman. He came in front of Rabbi Yanai said to them, hamaya b'shika sadbinara zilu tfulu. Look, there's a river over there. Just go to the mikvah. Meaning, whenever there's a safek tumah and there's an easy way to get out of it, you know, just go in the mikvah. Okay, technically, safek tumah versus a rabbi is tar. But, you know, you might as well go to the mikvah. He didn't tell him to make a bracha, but at least go to the mikvah. There's not a problem. This is something that comes up in many areas of halacha. Just to quote one other area, and then we'll have to stop. The Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Brachos have a machlokes. What's if there is a case of a suffik netilas yadayim? Case of suffik netilas yadayim. Mayim shenis tapeklo im naase ben malacha olo naase. Olo nase em yesh bem kashir o she'ein bahem im heim tahorim o temeim safik natal yadav safik lo natal. All of these sveiko tahor shekol safik shebataras yadayim tahor. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid, the im kolze im yesh lo mayim lirchotz omrim lo kumrachotz v'hotzi atzmacha min asafik. If there's more water there, just wash again. So what does the Rambam answer to that? The Rambam wouldn't agree to that. Whenever the rabbi says something, it's usually that he's arguing on the Rambam. Right? So it sounds like maybe according to the Rambam, once you did, the halacha is safik tahar, safik tahar. Right? There's no, you might as well. No, you might not, don't say you might as well. This is the halacha. Right? So is there a difference between what does the Rambam do with this Gemara? Is it not halacha? Is there a difference between tevila, tumah, and tinsil shadayim, which is only drabanan? It's a discussion in the postgame, but that's the Rambam in Ravid in Brachas, Perek Vav, halacha, tes Vav. Halacha Tezvav. The Kesem Mishnah says maybe there's a difference between a halacha of Yeshlo Iker Min HaTorah and Ainlo Iker Min HaTorah. Our Gemara has Yeshlo Iker Min HaTorah. It's Tumah, right? Even though it's Rishus Arabim. While the case of Banitila Yadayim, it's Ainlo Iker Min HaTorah. Shiny Yadayim, Shainlo Iker Min Daraisa. And maybe that's why you don't say, you might as well just do it again. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beth Hashem, and we will continue tomorrow. I'm not sure. I will try to give the daf, and then after that, we'll put up from the last one, okay? But we'll stop here.